Hello and welcome to the Groovy Uncle podcast, presented by me, Glenn Prangnell. The Groovy Uncle podcast takes a look at the creative output of a highly regarded, prolific bunch of musicians from the Medway towns. So let's dive into a soup of groovy uncleness.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Groovy Uncle is a recording project that began releasing records in 2010, but it really started way before that in the late 90s, early noughties. I've been playing in bands since the early 80s, but everything came to a grinding halt in the late 90s when the band I was in, Good Child, decided to call it a day, and everyone went off to form various bands and pursue new, exciting adventures. Everyone except me, that is. I had no plans at all. Nothing. Not a sausage. Bugger all.
He could have built you a castle for two, but he stayed at home to watch Arsenal get through. I could have told you, but you wouldn't see, that I could be you and then you could be me. Stayed indoors with the usual crew to do all the things that I usually do. I wanted a drink, but I needed a flask. The night safe was closed, so I had to think fast. So I settled down to a Halloween mask.
So for the next few years, I carried on writing songs and not much else, really. Occasionally, Johnny and the Bandits, that's Good Child playing covers, would be offered a gig, and that was always great fun, but I preferred working on original material. I wrote a lot of stuff and recorded many demos at home on an old Revox reel-to-reel tape recorder, and there's loads of ideas on old cassettes which are still lying around the house somewhere. I was quite prolific during this period, but so much of what I was writing really wasn't very good. It's interesting to listen back to that early stuff now, though. I recently discovered a few tracks that were recorded at Red Studios in 2002. I think the lineup is me, John Barker, Daryl Hartley, and Chris Hearsey.
The carpet was wet, but the ceiling was dry, and that would account for the tears in my eyes. The moon had struck midnight as if for a lark, and that would account for it being so dark.
We recorded six tracks in that session. Two of them, Dream Song and I Don't Know Anyone Who Does, remain unreleased. Dream Song contains some very strange, funny lyrics which I'd almost forgotten about. The carpet was wet but the ceiling was dry, and that would account for the tears in my eyes. The moon had struck midnight as if for a lark, and that would account for it being so dark. The midwife explained there was nothing to see as she cut the cake so that you could be free to swim to New York for an overnight stay, to bask in the glory of footprints in May. Blimey, I must have eaten a lot of really strong cheese that night.
Was buried alive. The black and blue army were pulling us through. I woke with a start, didn't know what to do. But you didn't care because Arsenal got through.
I'm sure I'd already come up with the name Groovy Uncle by the time we did this session in 2002. But the band is credited as Do Rec. Now, Do Rec is a Medway slang expression of sceptical disbelief, a kind of similar to, yeah, right. No, straight up, I've been going out with that Taylor Swift. Oh, Do Rec.
OK, let's see if we can do it this time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
These recordings, which on the disc bear the wonderful title You've Seen Nothing, You Tell No One are very sketchy, out of time, and yeah, it would have been quite nice if we'd been bothered to tune our guitars properly. But here we have early versions of songs that Groovy Uncle would revisit 10, 12 and even 13 years later. Proto-versions of This I Can't Get Away With and Married to the Captain of the Team, which were reworked for the Life's a Gift album in 2015, appear here alongside No Stone Unturned and Barefoot in the Car Park, which Susie Chunk recorded 10 and 12 years later. We get an interesting glimpse of our trip from here.
Two, three.
She was just an awkward, unattractive little girl. Now she seems to think she's gonna take over the world. Of all the rags in all the world, she's always here in mind. State school wife will spend her life like a man leading the blind.
To here.
Now she's married to the captain of the team. Now she's married to the captain of the team. Photo opportunities are regularly found. Even on her wedding day, well, the press, they saw her crown. Less is more, I'm pretty sure she doesn't understand. So just mime your hits and then flash your tits, cause they're both worth 50 grand.
From here.
Take one.
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
I'm dragging my heels cause I'm tired of walking. It's in my head, won't stop talking.
To here.
I'm hanging around on High Street corners, making sure I have left no stone unturned. Telling the tales of the unexpected, breathing in life to the much needed.
And from here,
right.
Okay.
Let's
right.
Kick Groovy
One,
Butt.
Two, three, four.
Everybody's running for the train, like they're gonna miss a trip. Everybody's trying to catch the rain, like they're gonna miss a trip. Everybody's borrowing the things that they're never gonna lend. Everybody's soaking up the sun, it'll kill them in the end.
To here.
Everybody's lying in the sun.
There was still a lot of work to do and a lot of demos to record. So many songs are either rejected or forgotten. I had no idea what I was doing or where I was going, but I knew I wanted to do it now and get there fast. Do wreck. It would take another 8 years before we got anywhere near to releasing any records.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. I wanted to know you, but you didn't want to know. To show you, but you said that you couldn't see. Did you honestly think that I'd land in a drink and then get up without falling down? Did you honestly feel that my heart was like steel, that I'm happy when you're not around? This I can't get away with. This I can't get away.
I've enjoyed listening back to these old demos. I'm certain there are some even earlier recordings lying around somewhere. I really must have a rummage around and see what I can find. And maybe, if they're any good, I can air them on a future podcast.
Did you honestly think that I'd be vaguely interested in anything you had done? Did you honestly feel that my motives are real? Well, they are, but then that's up.
Oh, and as for the name Groovy Uncle, I came up with that after reading an article about David Bowie in which the writer described him as dancing like a groovy uncle at a family disco.
Lying and hoping and scheming and screaming and crying. So much for beauty and doing my duty and playing the role to perfection. The hole's deep enough.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you'll join me next time when Groovy Uncle finally catches up with the digital age in All Back to MySpace.